With your Southeast Regional Ag News, I am Haley Shipp. This is the Ag Information Network. The trade outlook for 24 is unfortunately still showing the U.S. with a record trade deficit. Betty Resnick, an economist for the American Farm Bureau Federation.
There's still expected to be a record agricultural trade deficit of $30.5 billion and also an annual decline in agricultural export of about $8.3 billion to now $170.5 billion. And that reduction is fueled primarily by a reduction in both the value and volume of soybeans and soybean products, and also a strong U.S. dollar.
Resnick says this report includes some notable changes compared to the previous one issued late last year.
Overall, U.S. agricultural exports and imports, so both of them, are projected up $1 billion each. U.S. exports to China were revised down by $800 million as compared to the previous report, while exports to both Mexico and Canada were increased. Mexico has almost caught up to China as the number one destination for U.S. agricultural products.
Resnick talks about what's driving the forecasted increase in trade income.
So the increase in exports in the February outlook are being driven primarily by an increase of about 4% in livestock and dairy products, driven by both robust exports and rising prices in those products, and an increase of $700 million in grain exports. These increases were counterbalanced by further declines in soybeans.
Betty Resnick of the American Farm Bureau.
This has been your Southeast Regional Ag Report